That's Impatient, our guest this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR. The Reno Arches and the beautiful Truckee River. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Here we are with Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick in the back, Patrick Starfish is here, we got Quentin Sky, Chris, Jacob, Sophia, Impatient.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Nice.
Close enough for jazz, fucking.
Right.
You'll fix that shit up for me.
Yep. It's perfect, Nick.
It's all fluid, baby.
So, hey, how's everybody doing?
Hello.
Hey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's been an interesting 2 weeks. Rick, how you feeling? You feeling any better?
I guess. I'm better than I have been at some points in the past 4 weeks.
That shit's still hanging on.
I got sick on my first day was Mother's Day, and it's been exactly 4 weeks as of yesterday, and I'm still sick. I've done a round of antibiotics. They're not going to give me any more. Doctor's like, first one's free, and then you don't get no more. And so I don't know what's going to happen next if I just get hospitalized.
Steroids.
Or
what'd you have?
Something. But she was theorizing bronchitis.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
And then it was 2 weeks into it, she's like, well, if this was just viral bronchitis, then it probably would have already run its course. Since it hasn't, I'm going to give you antibiotics. I immediately felt better, and then I worked every single day. Ugh. And now I'm just like, and it's not getting better, and I'm just like, I think I need to not do anything.
Whatever.
So.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight.
And I did. I did great, like fucking hella fun, rad band stuff over the weekend. The guy from Love Spigot came down from the Portola area and did a bunch of really cool stuff. We had such a great time, and I needed the money too. Like things have been rough lately, and Spencer from the Sand Gators came in, and we've been recording some of his like tape machine stuff that
That's
he's been
fun.
Doing.
Oh,
very nice. So killer. So
Spencer's
I mean,
cool.
Yeah, Spencer's amazing.
Oh God, and just the stuff that he's doing when he's home alone.
He's a wizard.
I didn't know he was doing some stuff like that. That's cool.
Yeah, just like playing. He's bringing in this fucking like 4-track tape machine, like you know, little cassette 4-tracks,
yeah.
Like with the like old cassette deck. Mm-hmm. Like it's fucking killer, and it's got like RCA outs, and we have to like route that into the system.
Yeah, like
and
it's 1998,
dude, and it sounds amazing.
I bet.
It's like, and it's got like some of it's got Rachel on it. I don't know if I'm blowing this up, and I shouldn't. I don't know if he knows if he's announced that he's doing this.
You
kind
can
of stuff.
Bleep it all out later,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So, but that
great
but
information.
My point is getting, and I got to go to the Friends of P show. Like I've been doing great stuff, but I'm just not getting better. So I hate myself, you guys. But they say the bronchitis isn't that contagious.
Oops. All right, 4 weeks, so you're probably good on that.
Well, yeah,
thanks
I hope.
For inviting us over.
It's good to see you. Are you already off mic?
We hung out with
no,
him.
He's like,
none of us got sick. But yeah, speaking of Friends of P, we had a great time. Sophia was there. You were our dog person.
I was the doorman.
You
it
got
was great.
First person you got to.
I know.
I love that. You ran up and we're like, we're going to be on the show again soon.
I know. I was so excited.
It was so fun.
It was awesome.
I got there about halfway through and I saw Rick for a minute and I saw like maybe the last 5 bands, but they were all great.
Awesome, man. Yeah, to all the bands, you guys did so great and for such a cool cause. And DJ Stacks of Wax too, of course. And Helena's Magic.
Dude.
And the trio, which was crazy because I'm the one who gave her the dollar from my wallet. And if you were following along, what she did was while she was okay, so she set up the first trick is the mind reading stuff of the dollar, like and how the serial number on my dollar was random. So from those Necronomicon, she said, you know what I mean? Like the number, the serial number is like 314 and 12, blah, blah, blah. And so she goes like, turn to page 314 and then look at the first thing for the one, look at the first line, two, look at the second word. What's the word? And then the envelope she gave me earlier,
I opened it up, and that was the fucking word, bottom.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Rick.
Magic.
And they were roommates.
Right. Right. So, you
know. But, yeah, it was fucking fantastic. And I have the results, you guys. I dropped my phone, though. Hold on a sec.
God, the friends, and it was incredible. And every time we do something like that, and like it's just like going to Marianarchy, where you're just like everybody here is some just amazing person that I'm so grateful that I fucking know. This community,
we haven't
is so
seen
much
each other
fun.
In a long ass time. Yeah. But it's like a reunion.
It was all friends. It was
God.
So fun.
All right, so results, you guys. This is crazy because what we our goal was like $3,000, so we could do like 3 schools and then a bunch of gift cards for a bunch of rad people. Like, they're called teachers, paras, and assistants. Paras are somebody who pairs up with a kid,
so
autistic
kid. They call them paras?
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, P-A-R-A-S. I'm sure it stands for something else, but anyway.
When Mikey said that on the first show, and I speak so much Spanish during the day, that's the Spanish word for bitch.
I was thinking of paras.
Yeah, it's the autistic kid's bitches, which can be a female
kind
word.
When she first said it, she was all, and these paras are really killing it. And I was just like, okay.
Aren't
real.
They probably have to do a lot of the kids' bidding, so I mean, kind of.
No. I mean, basically,
yeah. I meant it like in a street way, like that it's cool. Not
yeah,
like,
well, yeah, I hear them.
Bad.
No, it's good.
Yeah. Okay, I needed that explained to me.
It's a good.
I should have asked that on the last bitches. Show. I'm sorry. Okay, it's not spelled the same. It just sounded the same. Okay, good.
So, like, to all them, we got gift cards to massages and haircuts and like pedicures and manicures and your sister donated. Rick, Gina donated some of that kind of great stuff for them
so
to
great.
Go pamper themselves and feel good about themselves. And we only wanted to do like three. We only thought we could do like 3 schools, some of the cards, and we'd be super happy with that. But we ended up doing like 6 classrooms, 3 or first off, Friends of P did 6 classrooms. Elmcrest got $1,000 for 2 classrooms, right? 500 each class. So that's 2 for Elmcrest, 2 for Collin Ranch, 2 for Piccolo. And these all go to the strategy classes, the special need classes. And then somebody from Shields was at the show, and they're in charge of granting things to charities and stuff. And they granted us $2,000 for Anderson, Jesse nice. Beck, Roy Gom, and Huffaker.
That's rad.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
Awesome, dude. Yeah.
So we affected 10 classrooms.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Really rad.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
That's success.
And
I wish my son went
thanks,
to
those Shields.
Schools.
Right. And everybody.
And it's like snowballing into the next one's gonna be bigger and you know, and like my wife was saying too, like, you know, our friends are fucking rad, and of course they're gonna go to the first thing in hell to support us. But the second one, we gotta expand it out and grow it and make sure that our friends come and enjoy it, and like people who can afford it and wealthy, and you know, like yeah, maybe we're gonna be sponsored or do the 501c3 or something.
And
by
2,
next year, you know, that's
2
the goal.
2 nacho pumps.
Oh yeah, and when the nacho one, bitch played,
and one could be like regular nacho, and one could be the white cheddar nacho, ooh, and we'll see which one empties out first.
White yeah. cheddar nacho. White
somebody cheddar. Wants to sponsor another no. nacho machine? That'd be great. That'd be
cool. I could buy a couple cans of nacho cheese.
Right. Which, yeah, we'll which, put your name
that was
in
great.
The credits on the.
And I was sitting near the nacho machine, and it was just
grip
it never.
Jalapenos.
It never stopped.
It was
like
just gushing.
People were just like pumping that shit all night.
I ate a couple trays.
There's all that pizza too, and
so
then.
Good.
Oh yeah, the Our Town.
The snacks.
We got to give it up for
dude,
Our Town pizza.
Gushing.
Daisy made those raspberry treats.
Oh, Daisy.
Oh my God,
it was so
those were so
hungry.
Good and totally
so good.
Vegan.
I'm so hungry.
Vegan and no gluten, and they were so great. I ate like 20 of the shortbread things.
I know.
Oh my God, those were so good.
Was anybody was anybody on this podcast at Special Ed?
Well, so when I was a kid, like, they didn't have the spectrum. The spectrum didn't exist, you know, so.
Right.
Same.
Since I was like, oh, I was good in school and I wasn't, like, jumping off the walls, so they just assumed I was a normal kid.
Dude, for,
gotcha.
But then I'm at home and I'm, like, typing out every lyric to every song and pasting it on my wall and, like, you know, just, like, repeating movies, like, and then just.
Like, clearly you can focus.
Yeah.
If you're, yeah, properly motivated.
I could focus, but it would be, like, halfway, you know, and then I'd usually move on, so I'd have, like, 10 things going at one time. And then, yeah, like procrastinate everything, and
yeah, I get that to this day.
And I was stuck in one of those classes one time, but it was just because of my like white hot nihilism. Yeah. wasn't actually. Yeah, I just didn't. I it was the whole thing with like, you can't make me care.
Yeah,
that's all.
They're like, hey, everybody, this is Rick. He's sad.
Yeah, and everybody else in that class was like metalhead kids that didn't give a shit. Yeah, it was like it wasn't. Stoddard. I don't think it was special ed. It was like we were the don't give a shit group.
It was detention, Rick.
Yeah.
No, dude, that was detention.
They asked me to stop coming to school shortly after that, so I didn't go for very long.
They asked you to stop coming?
Yeah, I was cutting a lot of classes, and they sat me down and said, "Can we just stop pretending here?"
But they called my parents from McQueen. They said, Josh probably shouldn't come back to school. It's really not for everybody.
Really?
So after my junior year, they suggested I drop out.
When was
so
this? Like the
1991.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was rad. That's and wild. I still lived across the street from the school, so I still would be part of the school life. And I would go to detention, and I loved going to detention.
Were you like Bender? You weren't supposed to be there.
When I was already kicked out of school, I'd go to detention, and I'd get up halfway through, and I'd walk out, and he'd be like, "Hey, you can't leave." I'd be like, "Dude, I don't even go to this school anymore. Fuck you." So I still got to participate in the fun parts of high school.
That's pretty cool,
but not the shitty parts.
I like the part where they're like, "Yeah, school's not for everybody."
I like the honesty though, because that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I can.
And my parents were like, "Hey, do you think maybe you might want to drop out?" I was like, "Yeah."
I was homeschooled almost my entire life up until I think my sophomore year of high school. So once I got to high school, I was like, "Yeah, no, I'm good."
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I can go back.
Yeah, both of my brothers were homeschooled, and whoa. I was the only one that finished public school.
I was the weird one.
Cultists.
God.
Yeah.
You guys, and the fucked up thing is I would be really good at school now.
Yeah. I know,
like,
right?
Why don't we go to high school in our 40s?
Right?
That's what would make so much more sense.
If I could be a career college kid.
I should have been working at a pizza place those years. It would have worked way better.
Crazy. I graduated high school with a 1.8 GPA.
Damn. I guess like
You graduated with a 1.8.
Show off.
Yeah.
You did all four? Like you finished the whole thing?
You got every credit?
Damn. Yeah.
You just got enough?
I did very well in school.
I know you did.
That's very evident.
I did all high school in a year and a half.
Are you off mic?
Yeah, you gotta get
Right up on.
Jake, get up on the
Jake.
I did it again.
Now say that again, Jake. What are you saying?
I did all 4 years of high school in a year and a half.
He's right up on it, Rick. He
okay, good.
Turn up a little bit.
No, but that's what we got. We got to always do that because he screams.
Screaming. I technically like.
I hate. Science.
I do be doing that. It's okay.
Graduated
I'll do better.
Early, and then I also had to get a GED later in life, which was fucked up because they didn't believe the school that I graduated from. It was like a correspondence school. Okay. It was kind of a weird cop out. So my aunt cut this guy's hair in Santa Cruz, who had the high school somehow.
That's a great way to start. That's a great way to start.
I got so the No Child Left Behind thing fucked me because if you miss X amount of classes, you automatically fail. And so I got left behind, and it was fucked. And like the principal was
surprise.
Like, "We're so sorry, like we can't do anything. I'd have to go to court." It was bullshit. And so my aunt was like, "Oh, I know this guy, and he has a high school." So I had to write an essay that was like, "Why I deserve to not be in high school anymore." And he sent me a degree.
Shit.
I went to college with it. I went to TMCC with it. Sick. It was tight. And then I went to what fucking was I doing? Dental assisting school. Went to Milan.
One
and
they, thing
and they
high
didn't
school,
accept
don't
it.
Want you to know.
Yeah, they didn't accept it. They're
you
like,
couldn't get into Milan.
But I could get into fucking TMCC. Yeah, it was insane. And then they're like, I'm like, what? So I had to go get my GED at like 23. And I was like, I don't remember this shit. I passed, but yeah. So now I'm like hella graduated.
you got a whole variety of degrees. High school
qualified.
I'm very qualified.
That's amazing.
It's like an honorary high
I'm
school
degree.
Yes.
Average man. I got like a B and I graduated.
I was there.
That's above average. Good job, dude.
High school. I went to college for a little bit in Seattle, but
that's cool.
then I just kind of like drugs more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to Seattle for my nephew's high school graduation this weekend. So.
Aww.
Nice. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Which school?
Well, so he's in Suquamish, so technically like a little bit
out of the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
But, my school had hella bulldogs.
Oh, that area's beautiful.
Yeah.
We were in Fresno. That's nice. That's kind of a daycare center in the high school as well.
Yeah.
I guess we had one. We had Washoe, right? Wasn't Washoe for like the pregnant?
Yeah, that's what
I taught there.
After I dropped out and then I got in trouble with the law, my probation officer made me go to Washoe High.
Yeah.
Which was rad because
there was like so many bad girls there.
Yeah.
They're all like yeah, it was like all the other bad kids from the whole entire city were all at Washoe High. Yeah. So it was like a lot of smoking weed at recess or whatever we had.
Just like connections.
Yeah, there was a big ass daycare in the Job Corps in Flint, Michigan that I went to.
I bet.
Like, hella pregnant women over there. Yeah. Like all like girls. 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. It's like I have a kid. Like, about 92.
They all still were doing their hair with the big thing in the front.
Oh, you got it.
Everybody was always to be there.
Yeah, they had. We have Job Corps instead. I think I almost got shot at. So I've had a gun pulled out on me twice. They're never fun. But it was like just some dumb shit. I'm always with my friend and their dumb boyfriend, and I'm just like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I'll go to the middle of the desert and drink, which isn't. I would never do that. Like, you can pay me to do that now. But yeah, I was like 13, and then with friends, dumb Job Corps boyfriends, and then some beef happens in the middle of the desert, and then it's like a gun gets pulled out, and my instinct, I just run, but I don't know where I'm running. And so I just run.
I don't know where I'm going, but I'm not staying here.
And so I just run, and then instead of like towards the street like my friends ran, I ran into the desert even more. And then by the time I'm like, fuck, oh no, when I turn, I'm like, where am I?
They'll never find me.
Yeah, thankfully, I was able to get back to the street, but
you didn't get shot.
I didn't get shot. Nobody got shot.
I'm glad I survived Job Corps in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, Flint's rough. Yeah. I mean, one instead has always had a reputation for being a little bit rough. I'm sure
Flint would be.
Flint has a bad reputation for being rough as a city. So
you
can imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
They're all dehydrated. Yeah. They can't even.
I was just thinking that.
They're having a hard time.
You couldn't instantly think water. Everything was like barbed wire. You couldn't get out of that place at all.
People need water.
Nuts.
So it's like jail, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I was the only one that voluntarily went there. Oh. Everybody else was all like court ordered.
They had to be there.
Yeah. My middle school looked like a prison, like O'Brien. Well, they tore it down now.
It's gone now.
Yeah, it looked like a jail.
Pine still looks like a prison.
Yeah, it's the exact replica, so it's still there. But
They actually only let me in there because I did well in school, and they were like, you should go to college. I was like, well, I can't afford college, and you have a program that works for me. So they're like, okay, we'll only take you if you teach and tutor people.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, like, they're going to be like, you have to shoplift or something.
You
can't just go here. You've
got to pass the entrance
exam. Are you sure you don't get do something?
You
got to smoke banana peels or something.
You got to grab banana peels. You got to grab a cop's gun.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, shit.
You got to go in this convenience store and punch the clerk in the face.
Right. I did definitely
whip out that grabby shark and pull out that sidearm.
Wow. That was fun. Yes.
But yeah.
All right. Well, impatience on the podcast.
Yeah. Hello. Impatience.
Hello.
Hello again.
Hello.
Somebody said, who do you got on and what do they sound like? And I'm like, impatient. Like garage punk with a little bit of Devo.
Yeah. Oh, that's sick. I'll accept that.
I'll take that.
Sure. Yeah. You could garage punk, but you could feel the pain.
How would y'all describe yourselves?
We transcend genres.
We try not to.
I know. It's kind of a...
I think we've evolved a lot, since we started. And
who's some bands you would like to team up with? Like
Susie and the Banshees.
Absolutely.
I mean, I look at like Sisters of Mercy a lot, or like Clan of Zymoxy is kind of where I would like to eventually get to, or like 45 Grey would be cool. So we're getting there. Though we have newer songs that are more synthy after like a few like lineup changes, and then actually getting a synth and me learning how to play the synth. So it's been a long journey.
I remember when you were talking about that. That's great. It sounds great.
Yeah, because you do synth stuff, right, Patrick?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
that's cool. What do you got? Let's talk synths for a second.
I have a sequential 16 voice polyphonic that was paid for by COVID money.
Oh, that's cool.
Stimmy.
So yeah,
nice.
It's been pretty good.
I think I'm gonna get a Moog Messenger.
Oh, that'll be great.
Get sick all you want.
Moog is like the only one. Trent Reznor, he swears by it. He's like, Moog's like the only synth that actually like feels like an instrument.
It's pretty cool. It's like the coolest thing I've ever seen, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, it's not that much. Well, now it's like cheaper. So I was like, I gotta get it because I have this two situation just because my tactile issues and I can't stand it. So I just need one combined.
Like with synths, there's like this layer of abstraction, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's very hard to like express yourself.
Right.
Or it's not, it's harder than you would be like on a guitar where you could just like bend a note or play harder.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, you're not even physically activating it like a piano.
Right. Yeah. Or it's almost like that there's so many options that it becomes too much sometimes, you know, where it's not as simplified as other instruments. But
and so I think
it's pretty cool.
Moog is the best at tackling that. So I'm excited for you.
Okay. So I kept getting told it was Moog, but I watched a documentary with that man and he says Moog.
I have no idea.
I say Moog because it's like, it's Moog. And I was like, okay, I don't know.
Clearly says Moog.
And then, yeah.
Don't you know how to spell, idiots?
I always said Moog.
It's Moog, right? Because, yeah, then the guy, I forget what it was, he was playing something. It was with Mark Mothersbaugh. It was like Mark Mothersbaugh presenting.
Yeah.
I can't think of his first name, but he said Moog. And I'm like, okay, that's the man. So I should listen to him, I think. Because he's
not just some pretentious douche at the bar. It's Moog, dude.
It's Moog. It's like, I don't know. I just looked, like, saw one for the first time. I don't know.
Dude, the Tao is spelled Tao. But I always think like anybody who truly embraced the Tao wouldn't be upset if you said it wrong.
But Tao is over
5,000. I was like, how do you spell like that? I was like, hold the Tao is 50 Tao. Oh, man. How do you guys feel about that reflecting pool? It's pretty cool, huh?
Makes me want to reflect.
Or when you really you desire the TAO, right? You desire that, so you have like a Dow Jones.
Damn.
Wow.
That was clever. I like that.
When I'm really stressed out, I totally get a Dow Jones. You're so right.
I'm
so fucking
speechless
rad.
Right now. That
oh
was
my God.
Amazing.
I can't believe I've never thought of that.
That's crazy.
You're so smart,
I
Nick.
Got a Dow Jones.
All right. Enough of humor. Let's get to the music.
No more funny business.
No more jokes. Top music now.
What did you, so we forgot to discuss this. Should we do Bohemian next? Maybe?
Yeah, sure. We were just talking about kind of our newer direction and stuff.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, so fuck yeah. I remember liking you guys, but it seems like you're way better.
Yes. Yeah, no, we're fucking I mean, blown away in here.
Like, we had it.
That's the direction we've been like, meaning to head. It was like that.
And
it's been a long road, but we're getting there.
I'm not talking trash on what you were last time. I remember.
Oh no, it's been a long road. Yeah.
This is fucking really cool.
No, right? It was always there. Holy it just seems shit. More just refined
when we played that time.
Yeah. So what's the plan? Are you guys recording or what?
So we did just release something, but it was songs we've been playing for a while. So so it's kind of, I feel like the last phase before we're transitioning into kind of what we just played, you know?
Mm-hmm. You say you released it. Is it available somewhere?
Yeah, like, yeah. It's on everything, all the Trauma Bond. Yeah, it's called Trauma Bond. It's little EPs, like five songs. We'll play one fucking of them from that as well, like in a... Whenever we play again,
we'll probably do that. Anyways.
Yeah, but yeah,
sure, it was tight. It was beautiful music. Thank you.
Cool.
It's really cool.
Bohemian Grove. God.
It really is cool to see the different reactions that we get at shows. Like some people are just like, "Oh, holy shit, we've never heard anything like this before," and then other people are just like, just completely captivated. Like it's pretty neat to see it shows.
And just like the very different things that we get compared to.
The
opinions are the same.
Yeah. Like we've been compared anywhere from like Missing Persons, like Blatts to now Devo. That's a new one. That's fun. I love that. Or they'll kind of search Mercy Devils. Like I think they're searching for any like female, male singers. Yeah, so throw like some weird bands in there.
I got Pretty Girls Make Graves one time.
That was one. Yeah, I think Ricketts would say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like Pretty Girls Make Graves and Murder City Devils combined. And then, it's the genre things. I already sucked at naming genres when I like didn't play music like as a DJ.
Yeah.
I'm like, Sophia, what's it? Like? Oh, you're like, here, you should listen to this band. Like, what is it? I'm like, I don't know. You'll like it. Just listen to it. Like,
I feel like I was always wrong on if I thought a certain band was a certain genre. I was wrong.
Yeah, genres are
usually close, but it's like there's some, now there's so many subgenres that I hate. Like I understand like the basic umbrella. It's when you get like real nerdy.
I hate it with the gatekeeping and the stupid bullshit that goes along.
That's where I come in, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. The Moog thing.
Yeah, the Moog thing. Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, I was seeing if anyone would validate the Moog thing. I was like, did anyone else see that?
I feel like you got to know who to bill with who. Like what's going to be the best show.
Right.
Man, we've played some wild.
At first, there's some offers that were
fun.
In the ballpark.
They were like, "Oh, you're a girl. Hey, look, there's a girl in this band too. Uh-huh. Girls be in bands too." We're like,
"They
what?
all know each other.
Sound nothing like
all girls talk and know each other, dude."
Yeah, it's insane. That was kind of funny. So at least I appreciate the shows where I could tell that like the people actually listened and was like, "Oh, this would sound great with this." Yeah, instead of just like girls sing girl. Sure. You have keyboard.
Girl power. You're a band,
keyboard. They have a keyboard. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
and Jacob, you're in Clarko. Yes. And this band goes with Clarko really well.
I was stoked to play with. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was
the first time
I got to see Clarko too.
And they're so good.
That was
so
a dope show. Was it the
West Street one?
West Street Market.
Yeah, the Fix anniversary, I think. Right.
Yeah.
That was fun. I was so Clarko. Yeah, decided to do it. That was cool.
Man. I was amazed that he was able to do that while doing the Death Wing challenge. I thought he was going to die.
That was so funny. That ding dong,
he was
like,
sweating
his
the
eyes.
Whole time.
No, God, he
props
did.
To you,
yeah,
dude.
He was like facing right like at me when I was sitting right in front of him when he was eating, and then I looked and he was crying. I'm like, did you wipe your eyes? He's like, oh, yeah. I'm
just
like,
another
oh,
Clarko
God.
Game.
He's just like, crying. Clark just crying.
I had no idea he did that. I missed that whole
thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right before
he
they played,
was like sobbing because of the wing sauce.
Yeah, he had a wing in between the first like three songs, right?
Yeah. And he kept itching his fucking eyes. I was like, Clark.
Still did a 15-minute jam.
Yes, still did a 15-minute solo. Like,
Still played flawlessly while simultaneously.
The show was dope.
It was so fun,
Now, I would put, like Rotary Club, Clarko, and Impatient. There's a fucking show.
Oh, that would be,
That's a good show.
On Saturday?
They're so rare.
Yeah,
we all discovered them on Saturday.
We
love those guys so much.
Yeah, we played with Rotary
Club. I think twice we've played with Rotary Club.
No, I think
we played just once.
Yeah, the other band.
Yeah, the not working group.
That's a good combo.
Love them.
For sure.
No, Rotary Club was amazing.
Yeah, Rotary Club's so sick.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, we played. I was stoked that week because right then or after West Street, we played with Piss Mixer and Flipper. So like a week later.
Oh yeah, yeah. How was
so,
that?
It was so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
show was really great. Such an honor to do that.
It was cool.
So fucking fun.
I got to sing "Cry My Little Heart Out."
Yeah.
To noise.
It was cool because it's like two. I mean, Clark would make sense. Like Piss Mixer, I definitely never thought we'd ever play with them. But obviously, like love. I mean, Quinn's the drummer of that as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was like the one time like this actually works. We could fit with the in the bill with Piss Mixer. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. Because yeah, I love those guys.
So cool. Do you have any shows coming up?
Not at the moment, but we are doing in September. We're going to do the Loud at the Lair thing that Tim
the
throws.
Outdoor, yeah.
Yeah, Grey Eagle. Was it September 19th? So as I know, you were there last year. Clark was there mm-hmm. last year too. So mm-hmm. It was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. I don't know who else. I think
it was that it? Is that really, it was epic, dude. Like out yeah. in the woods.
It's so yeah. beautiful. Yeah,
it sounds so fun. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I'll show you some of my Clarko pictures from then. I didn't ever throw them out, but I'll give them to you.
It's cool to play at night, too. Like, it's really pretty.
Look through them. Yeah. Is that at Mohawk Tavern or is it somewhere else?
No, it's the
Brewing Lair.
Brewing Lair, yeah. It's like in the middle of nowhere, but it's so pretty.
Gallows played there last weekend.
Oh, you did when you did Grey Eagle?
Yeah, when we did Grey Eagle.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's a cool spot.
Dude, that was so much fun.
Yeah,
the crowd went absolutely just batshit.
I'm looking at like camp out there and everything too. Right?
Oh, he totally.
There's something, because I was talking to Tim about that today, like the cabins or something. But yeah, we're gonna stay. He said they'll figure it out for the bands for sure. But
the last time we did it, it was Clarko out in Grey Gold, played it, and then had to go back and play offbeat the same night.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about that.
Hectic.
So
it's fun though.
Like Phil Collins at Live Aid.
Are you saying he tries
and
to make it?
And we played two different sets too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which was nuts. Yeah, they try to make it, like Tim said, he tries to make it so that it's not on the same weekend as that outside, or not outside, it's just as an offbeat. But they, I guess it moved or whatever, so there's like scheduling conflict. So it'd be nice to actually stay this time and like enjoy it, you know?
Mm.
But did you guys stay when you went last year or did you guys go home?
Yeah, Mikey played in Nosebone.
Yeah.
And we didn't stay. We stayed for the whole show and then we drove home. And which is like we're so both sober, so it's not
that's
a
true,
deal.
Yeah. It's not a yeah.
And we gotta get home to our daughter.
Oh,
like she stays with their Nana and Papa and she's a lot.
Yeah.
And they're older than us, obviously. And so if she's a lot for us too, she's double a lot for them.
Yeah.
How old
their
is
age,
daughter?
You know. So we got to come relieve her. She's 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mikey was saying she likes to repeat, like, what's her favorite, like, movie quote?
She's echolalic, which is a thing, like, you parrot.
When I was a kid, like, I could just repeat a movie, like, and like lyrics, yeah.
That was my entire childhood.
She knows the whole song of probably 70 Beatles songs or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So she can do Beatles all day long. And,
that's cute.
And then all the other stuff like Super Simple Songs and Elmo.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the kids stuff.
That's so rad.
I have a two-and-a-half-year-old daughter and all I listen to is Frozen all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she loves that one song from Frozen for sure.
Let It Go.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a badass sound. My daughter, when she was about 2 and a half when Frozen came out and it was like, on our house, in our house for 2 years straight.
Completely.
Gotta
put on
Moana.
Shark, dude.
Moana. Oh, yeah,
Moana. We used to do Encanto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm like,
very
you want to watch Encanto?
Movie,
she's
by
like,
the way.
Nah. Nah, yeah. Dude.
I'd much rather do Encanto or
some good movie,
Coco.
Good songs on Trolls, too.
That Justin Timberlake song, though. Yeah. Cast out the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
That whole soundtrack's pretty tight.
And anyone's kids like Imagine Dragons?
Oh, the thunder?
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
That's great.
What, just
that's
wait.
Good. Just prevent
just
it.
Just wait.
It'll happen to you. They can't get enough of it.
See, I love that, like, the spectrum exists, though, because it's something you can address, you know? Whereas my mom's like, look at her go. Watch. She does this thing. And I'm just repeating things, you know?
Yeah. She's so weird.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. She's so quirky. Like,
so unusual.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper is autistic.
There were never any signs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think my dad, for sure, like, because I know a lot of it can be inherited, and I look back, I'm like, my mom was, I think she's okay. I'm like, my dad, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
that's how I knew I was definitely on the spectrum. I looked back on, like, how my dad was, and I was like, oh, that motherfucker was autistic.
I was on the leash.
I'm looking at life a lot different lens when I look back, and at myself,
right,
too.
It's kind of a trip.
Because I'll read about it and be like, Check.
Yep.
Check.
Yep.
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
Yep.
Check.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Oh, it's maybe a weird, you should do the test.
It's
man.
A weird like identity thing in a sense too, because it's like I don't
it's
know.
It's weird
like,
when you figure it out as an adult,
right? Because you can always like maybe think like, oh, I probably am that, but then if you have a doctor like actually like you are, I'm like, oh, and then it kind of like almost invalidates, but also validates all the things
yes.
from your youth, you know? Because you're like, oh, okay, so it was just a thing, but it was a thing, like so. I don't know. It's been an interesting journey.
Yeah,
yeah. People, I think too, like you know, if you're just barely on it, you don't know, and you just kind of adapt.
Yeah, yeah.
Just roll with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
Oh yeah, because you never knew. You're like, I don't know, just what I thought.
I just
you know.
Decided that I'm an overthinker, and I analyze everything. And just
I think you're just
leave
anxious.
Oh, well, yeah. I have a teenager and a toddler. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly anxious.
Exactly.
You guys, we'll let's get off autisticness for just a
yeah.
minute. Let's go to Good Song, Bad Song.
Yes.
You guys know the game, right?
I think so.
What?
Do we play with Impatience?
Just say Bad Song.
No.
Oh, this is so. All right. This is a new game.
I don't think we've done this
games.
One before.
So we don't have to not do the worst little quiz this week, but we are going to be doing this Good Song, Bad Song. Okay, so the premise of the game is my friend John is kind of a music snob. He's he's our keyboardist in Glitterbats and Roxy Collier, and I play D&D with him. So I spend
nice.
A lot of time with this dude. We're in the car. Together a lot, and basically the premise is to guess whether or not John thinks it's a good song or a bad song.
I know John.
And the only clue I'll give you is the name of the band. I won't give you the name of the song, and you just guess whether you think John is.
Can we have slightly more information on John?
No.
Okay.
Just say John is the keyboardist in Glitterbats.
You did
and
say a lot.
Roxy
actually.
Colley.
He sounds like a me.
And he's a music snob.
Super intelligent right. guy and yeah. a good dude.
And,
really,
and he's kind of
really,
hard
really
to predict.
Smart.
Yeah.
The last time we did this, everybody who knew John got it wrong. And
yep.
the one person
yep.
who didn't know John got it right.
Yep.
So, we sound like similar
friends,
people,
huh?
So
like
we'll see how
two for six so far, I think, on this game.
I was on a hot streak.
This week's band is Stone Temple Pilots.
That's
oh,
yes.
Oh, right.
Shit.
Great song.
Are you
best
ready?
Songs.
He's going to wait. We
oh,
have
wait.
To guess.
Right. Everybody has to go around the room.
Stop it.
Let's start with Christopher. What do you think?
So do I think he's it's a bad
song?
They're
going
to good song or bad song?
They're going to play a Stone Temple Pilots song. We don't know what song.
Oh.
And he's going to say it's a good song or a bad song. What do you think he's going to say?
I'm going to say bad song.
I'm going to say good song.
Good song.
Downstairs.
I'm gonna say bad song.
I'll say bad song.
Okay, so mostly bad song. What do we got?
Good.
Two good songs.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I'm
without
say, knowing his taste at all.
I'm gonna say bad song.
I'm gonna say bad song also.
I'm also gonna say bad song.
I think
okay.
this is a trick.
All right.
Although
let's
the
do it.
He did say Alanis Morissette was a good song.
Oh, then yeah, we're the
oh
same.
What?
No, you
yeah.
never know.
Yeah.
You really
can't really base it on
one little thing.
You
well,
ought to know.
Alanis fucking whips ass.
You guys ought to know. It's
sometimes you'll be like, I hate this, but I would be crucified if I didn't say this was a good song. So that happens too.
Hey, what's
all right,
the song?
Let's
I'm
see
excited.
All right, Stone Temple Pilots, here we go.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Episode of Good Song, Bad Song with Nick and John.
I'm going to lose.
John Cornell.
It's a good song. Dude.
STP. Plush. Good song or bad song?
Yeah, I think this is actually well known to be a bad song.
Wait.
It's a stew made of everything that's actually good. And that was like the year that STP got voted number one by 16-year-olds and first song of the year by music journalists. But the music journalists have a point. The only thing that makes this song good is that it sounds like 16 other good songs. That's a bad song.
Oh.
Sorry, Scott Whelan.
Sorry.
My favorite part.
Stone Temple Pilots, bad song.
I thought it was going to be a trick.
This is a good game. My favorite part
I'm
of
not
that,
a fan
a
of
stew
that
of everything
no,
that is good.
I do like a couple of songs.
I love that song.
Yeah. He's completely
I love
right.
that song.
I like singing that
I don't,
song.
I like
yes.
music
yeah,
that's like Stone
like
Temple
good
Pilots,
song.
Not that voice.
And the acoustic version of that song is fucking amazing.
It's not bad, yeah.
I think maybe I would like the acoustic version, but I don't think I've ever liked
on if you're listening to like pop radio or you're at work, you'll enjoy
oh, yeah.
listening to
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah, I'll be making that
so
pizza.
Boil it down.
I love all that. All those voices are just fun to sing all the time. That's a lot of my steaming is Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is so the worst, dude. But they're just meant to like just be repetitive little jingles in your head. Mm-hmm. It's like
I would much rather listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers than 20.
I would not.
Are you serious?
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Yeah. I was in Vegas and saw Stone Temple Pilots open up for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh wow! SCP-RHCP.
Dude, I was
with.
Do
you understand a word?
And then the other cool thing, you guys, is I got a couple stories from it. First off,
did Flea freak out?
Dude I was with said we could go backstage and meet Flea, and I declined.
Hell yeah. Oh,
no, thank you.
Nice.
I just felt like I would embarrass myself in front of fucking Flea, and I don't want to live with that. You know,
in front
what
of
mean?
Everyone. Yeah.
Yes,
it's
has.
Okay.
I know. I don't know. But
really weird.
I would have met him. I would talk to him about.
He's
Point
in
Break.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I might have took up on it, but I don't even remember. Why. Yeah. I was just like, oh, no, I don't.
Just
I don't think
about
it.
I also
would have
asked him why he had to ruin that one Mars Volta record.
Oh, sorry before. Why do you play bass like that?
I have to admit,
you play bass.
Wait, what's,
like that?
What's the second story?
Both bands were really good that night, and so the next day we were walking through the Bellagio or some casino, right? And Scott Whelan, homie, was there in like a tracksuit and a sock hat. And and he was a lot shorter than I thought, because on the stage he looked like this big fucking rock star. And then we met him. He was like with his sunglasses on, and he was all humble and cool. And the homie I was with was just like, "Hey Scott, great show last night and everything." And he was like, "Thank you." And he just, you know, we stopped and talked to us for a second.
Aww.
So like after that, I was all, that guy was cool.
Yeah.
Like everybody rips on him and whatever. You know, he was cool to us anyway. You know,
he gave you the time of the day,
so we ended up meeting him instead of the Chili Peppers.
I think it's better than Flea, maybe.
If I could talk to Flea, it would 100% be about Bust a Move by Young MC.
I was gonna say Wild Blackberries.
Nice.
I would only talk to him about Fear. Like, why did he leave Fear?
That scene of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where he's the hippie that sees him in the bathroom and starts licking the LSD off his sleeve.
Yep. I just
wait, is that him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. What was he in Wild Thornberries?
He was Donnie. He's like,
really?
Can you not tell?
Was it
no
Tim
idea.
Curry, Nigel?
That tracks.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does sound like Tim Curry.
I'd ask him about Tim
Curry
because I love Tim Curry so much.
I never thought to think about like who was actually doing those voices.
Oh, I always do.
Because you're in the box. You got to look outside the box.
When I found out Flea did the voice of. What is it, Donnie?
Yeah.
I was like, yep, that checks out. Yeah. I can't believe I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, I love. So I've always like wanted to try to do voice acting. Like Sky, you should do voice acting.
You're
actually.
Literally born for it.
I know.
I'm second best, but then yeah, Sky's insane.
Sky, make a noise.
Do a bird. Sky, do a bird.
Do a what?
Bird. A board.
A board.
Boy.
A void.
What? Dude, he's crazy.
I had to back up from the mic.
My favorite question
good call.
Is ask people if there's ever lulls. I'm just like, make the weirdest noise you can think of. And like Sky, no hesitation, like this perfect eagle noise. It's like the best.
Or you got to hit him with the ooh.
That's that one too.
Oh, hit him with an ooh.
Likes that one.
That everyone
made me uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect uwu cringe fight. That's so great. Right, like,
there's a dude who works at my 7-Eleven that has an uwu hat.
Whoa.
And so one time I hit him with an uwu.
So
and
funny.
He didn't like that at all.
Oh, I bet. He's like, that's not what this says.
Motherfucker.
That's funny.
Jake actually tried to make a little metal sculpture piece for me that that said it was supposed to say uwu on it.
I'm dyslexic.
His dyslexia kicked in hard.
So it still said
so it just says woo.
Oh. Like W-U-W.
It's just W-U-W.
I like
and you
that.
Know what? It's my favorite piece of art that I own.
That's
because
crazy.
Because he tried so hard.
That's for your because you're a fan of wrestling. Like, woo!
Woo! Woo!
That's committed dyslexia. It's not just like...
I did it at work, dude. I had to like put it all in everything. I had time.
I have it mounted to my...
It's just a big Ric Flair thing.
Yeah, Ric Flair. There we go.
Yeah, I have it Rick mounted Flair. To my nightstand still to this day.
So when did it become apparent that it was spelled wrong?
Probably, I'm assuming immediately, right?
As soon as he showed it to everybody.
No, I like, yeah, it was a while after. Like if it was for me, it would still be unknown and like put in a shelf somewhere.
Super proud.
That's awesome.
Well, right. How do you guys feel effort. About your second appearance so far?
It's been fun.
It's always
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Yeah, I don't remember being as crowded, but I think this thing is bigger, maybe in a different way.
Yeah, you have. I don't.
I think I'm bigger. This thing is bigger. Everything's bigger.
Did you have that same table last
time?
No,
last time I just had like a keyboard.
Yeah,
like a,
yeah.
Because I remember it had the little what is it, eighth of an inch plug-in or something that you guys had to find.
Yeah, that was our beginner keyboard.
Yeah, it was cool. Chris gifted that to us. It was very nice. But it was awesome because then I can practice at home, you know, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And then, I got this guy like shortly after that. And then I hated it.
2 months later, you got like insanely better than me, and I got mad. It's a very fun toy.
Do you ever use both at the same time?
I do. So yeah, this is the MIDI. So this one is making, like, I make the sound on it. This is literally just for the keyboard because I hate this keyboard so much.
I see.
It's the tactile thing. And I didn't have like a way to check it before I bought it because I got it online. And I was like, I'll probably be fine. And then the minute I got it, I'm like, I hate it. I can't touch it. And so I just plug it into this, and this is just the keyboard, but... Yeah, that's what I was talking about with the Moog Messenger, is it'll just be combined into one, so it'll be nice. I don't even think I'll need this. I'll just need the stand, which will be cool, because I'm already very crowded in everything we ever do, because there's five of us and so many things.
You're not going to surround yourself with keyboards?
Maybe, though.
Come on. Nick Clark Rhodes.
I saw Clark has four, and I'm like, okay, that's not fair.
I was about to say, yes, he does. It could be worse, Sophia. You could have to deal with three other horn players.
I was thinking about how that would be my nightmare. Like earlier.
That's why you build yourself
all saxophones.
Keyboard.
Yeah, we're adding a bunch of saxophones
all
to the
sax,
band.
All sax, oh my god.
All a sax section.
Soprano sax.
When why are horn learn players?
Soprano's the only cool sax.
Why are horn players that way?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
I wonder that myself.
The instrument says a lot about
the
person.
If you'd ever been in band, you would understand.
I was a violin player. No, first chair. No. I was.
But I played trombone for a long time.
That makes sense.
You guys ever
I'm
heard...
pretty sure you played every instrument.
Anybody have the Gunshot Liquor cassette with us?
No.
Chewy, you have it, right?
Yeah,
just Chewy.
On one of their songs, they have, was it? Dun, 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 dun. What is that?
Marimba.
Litterbug? Was it Litterbug?
I don't know.
They have like electric oboe.
Whoa.
That's fucking cool sounding shit,
well,
man.
I like to get Jake weird instruments. So I've gotten him an ocarina. We have a melodica. And what was the other one? What else did I get you? What is it called? The.
That Japanese.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the automaton.
Yeah, that shit rips, dude.
We could add those in the mix.
If we don't break that out on something.
I'm really upset we don't have
upcoming, I will be greatly disappointed.
Really it was going to be a surprise.
I want a theremin really bad.
I was going to say, are you anti-theremin?
We've been talking about getting a theremin for like
23
years.
I used to make fun of the theremin until I realized almost all my favorite songs have a theremin in it.
It's dope. What is the instrument where you blow in the tube and you...
The melodica. That's what we're talking about.
Is that the melodica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got him one of those. It's
those are cool.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Like the Hooters.
A lot of reggae guys do that.
Yeah, really? That's a big reggae thing.
Stevie Ray,
I got
Stevie
a toy
Wonder.
One for my birthday once.
I think that's kind of, it's like, I don't know if they have fancier ones.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different kinds.
Oh, is there?
Like,
I thought
like
they were all
flute,
just toys.
Electric one, there's like a piano, you blow the tube
that's
in.
That's all I've ever associated with them with is toys.
This thing has a vocoder,
they're
too,
all
so
toys,
I could do like some ELO shit if I wanted to.
We need to use the vocoder.
Yeah, so we're like,
yes, we do.
You know, like ELO.
Before I get Sky a talk box.
Vocoder songs.
Yeah, it's like, like it sounds like a robot. Yeah.
Nice.
So this has that, and it came with a little mic, but the mic kind of sucks. So I feel like if I got a better mic, I could do some Jeff
next record. People. Just wait. Yeah.
Or, future.
Or just give Sky a mic and he's gonna imitate all those sounds.
The distant future.
I don't need to add any more to my setup. I already downsized it by half, and I think it can get a little bit smaller. Actually,
next practice you're gonna double it.
Double it and give it to the next person.
That was my favorite thing on tour. It's just like finding out how little gear you could get away with playing.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need any, actually.
Yeah.
Like you go out, you're like, oh, I got all this shit. I got a whole pedalboard by the end of the tour. You're just like, fuck it.
I'm the only one in the band without a bunch of pedals.
Yeah.
I have a tuner. We needed someone to sound like an instrument.
I don't know. I'm trying to add.
That's what I was
going to
say.
I want a drum pad.
Yes, dude. Synthesizer, like 80s ballad sounds, too.
Pretty cool.
I'll find a way to work that wah in there somewhere.
What about the bird sounds? Is that going to make it on a track?
Whoa.
That's pretty cool. do you guys say cheeseburger?
Time? Yes.
I do because my friend Chris said that to me.
I learned
that's
that
how I always hear it.
My grandma my whole life said, hello, pee-pee, is what she was saying. And then I look like a fucking weirdo as an adult, and everyone's like, what are you saying? I'm like, hello, pee-pee. beep, beep, beep. And they're like, you mean cheeseburger? I'm like, what the fuck's a cheeseburger?
Do you mean cheeseburger?
Hey, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
And why is it cheeseburger? Like, get it together, guys. Come on. Easy pun.
Oh.
Easy pun.
No. Oh, hanging fruit.
I know. Get it together. But yeah, so I still hear my grandma go, hello.
Jake is so confused right now. He has no idea.
Hello, peepee sounds like a different bird, man.
And maybe it is, but it's like, well, it's like, or maybe hi, peepee would make more sense.
Hi, peepee.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Maybe your grandma just had a special friend that was a bird.
She was pretty, like, magical. Like, all the animals would come to her house all the time, like ducks and birds and bears. And yeah.
She knew exactly what they were saying.
She did. She actually, my mom thinks she can speak to crows. So, I mean, it runs in my family.
Mrs.
Yeah, anybody can speak to crows.
Yeah, well, she's right.
They understand.
She'll
what
literally
saying.
Like walk around like, caw, caw. I'm like, Mom, please stop.
It's all about intention, dude.
I had a crow say hello to me, or yeah, no, I said hello, and it goes hi, and I was all, what the fuck?
Birds.
Crows are super
out.
Intelligent.
They're really cool.
Crows are tight.
I don't fuck with crows because they'll like vindictive.
Well,
I fuck
with crows in like a
just
good
be cool,
way.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
They watch you. They're like, I know your
and
schedule.
And then they pass it down.
I never did anything to make them mad.
They do, man. There's
it's
a bunch
so
of crows
cool.
near my house.
Yeah, they pass it down generationally. So if you leave them little treats, then they'll know like, oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll bring
and they'll communicate with each other. So if you fuck with one, they'll tell the whole neighborhood.
Oh, absolutely.
So cool.
They're definitely going to take over the city.
Yep.
I think the ones that fuck
a bird?
That, like it's weird that like parrots that people are okay with parrots casually.
Oh hell no!
And they're like, oh, they're just you know repeating what you say. I'm like, no, they're fucking not because I've seen parrots know exactly what to say.
You've got
two
a bird
situations.
Fear.
Parrots of are course, violent. I have a bird. Fear.
Have you seen them? Dude?
This is coming from someone who has a bird fear.
I know. It's funny because I love birds so much that I just don't want to be near them. And
they,
so
I'm the same exact
cool
way.
I went to there was like this whole jungle. Did I tell you about that? The
like an aviary.
Exhibit. Yeah, and they were all just in there flying around, and it was super sick.
I tried to do that like a immersion therapy, like for my fear of that NSF with my friend Kyle, and I fucking.
Oh
ran,
yeah, it was probably the same place. Yeah, SF.
Yeah, because there was like a big, it was like the African birds, and there was this one with like a huge beak, and it was just like chilling. It was doing nothing, and I was like, and I like freaked
get
out.
Get away!
You're the only one who respects birds in the
I
way
do.
That they deserve.
My friend,
you know what
I mean? She would babysit falcons, so she worked for the Animal Ark, and she would babysit someone's falcon, and so she like. Had it in her car and she came over to the house and she's like, yeah, I should probably take this falcon. You know, he's in a cage, but he needs to spread out his wings. And I was like, oh no. And so I like,
oh no.
I left the house. I like went in the front yard and she's like, oh no, I can do that here. And I'm like, no, he does need to spread his wings. I just don't want to be near him. And so I just was like, let him do his thing. I will be out here respectfully.
Did the fear of birds, did that originate somewhere or has it always been with you?
I do have a lot of like pictures of me since the age of like, I don't know, four, three of just like feeding a bird, but very like, like scared doing it. And so.
Were you forced to feed birds a lot?
Yeah. I feel like I'd get taken to the.
Be a past life thing.
Yeah, it could be. Because I feel like I'd get taken to the park a lot and like, go feed the geese. And then they fucking bite you. And I'm like, oh, sick. It's chasing
geese
me.
Okay.
Fucking
geese.
You know?
A geese bit me.
Next
too
question.
Yeah, I feel like that would be it. Right?
I chased a seagull once.
Therapy.
In
that was cheaper than therapy.
Elementary
have
school.
You seen...
And it pooped on me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I've gotten shit on a bird.
I did get attacked by like a whole like group of birds when I was riding my bike when I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
years old
I got dive bombed. I got dive bombed by a giant goose.
For them.
Dude,
that's crazy.
When a fucking goose is coming at you flying and you're riding your bike, it's huge.
No,
it's like 10 feet across.
Hey,
like,
Sky, what does a goose sound like doing that?
I can't do that one.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
It sounds like a smoker in the morning.
It was.
So have we all?
It was hissing.
Oh yeah, the hiss
whoa.
Is scary.
Have we all seen Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
I saw it just a couple months ago with my daughter. We watched it.
That's a great movie.
Isn't it fun? Yeah. Like it doesn't have any music. Like you expect there to be music,
oh,
and there's no music.
It's
but you don't notice.
Birds. Birds.
You don't
they're
notice
screaming.
That there's no music
it's like
until.
It's a great movie.
Do you know
that's
they had
like
to like?
It'll give you actual nightmares.
Why hasn't that one been made?
I'm pretty sure my mother made me watch that movie, and like a week later is when I got like attacked by all those birds and
oh,
that's
wow.
why it sticks in my head so
life imitates art dude.
Yeah
right
they could remake that movie but nothing will ever match the terror that Alfred Hitchcock like put into his actors
right.
and actors
and those
like,
effects because like
yeah.
now they'd make it all gory or something stupid
they'd make
and...
it funny like Ice Cube would play the
it...
fucking
I would love that
Ice Cube starring in the Birds.
I love that. He's already
I would totally like, watch
why
that.
Not? Fucking birds, man.
Dude. That scene where the girl's getting attacked by the bird in the room. They had like tied the bird to her. She's like, so the bird is trying to get away, but Jesus. It can't. Like it, and she and they kept filming it and kept filming it and kept filming it. And she needed to like go to a rest home for a while. God. It was really the stories of what he did to that poor actress and those poor birds.
That's how you make a good movie. That. It's just like Stanley Kubrick. You got to torture people.
It feels
you
want to be a star, don't you? Because it's awful.
Yeah. You want to be a star.
Yeah. You, make them scared.
You know what? You know what the problem with Hollywood is? PETA.
Haters.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, John Waters said you couldn't hurt a fly now. He literally had to, like, there had to be somebody on set to prove that they weren't harming the fly.
Oh, my God.
In Serial Mom, they film a fly landing on something and then getting
like a
killed.
Piece of toast, yeah.
And what happened was they put the fly to sleep with ether. And then they put the fly on the toast, waited for it to wake up, and then it flew away, and they filmed that, and then they played it backwards so it looks like the fly lands on the toast. That part is brilliant.
That's
but the fly had to not be harmed, and then they smack it, and then it's like fake goo.
As soon as the camera shut off, they just kill the fucker.
Yeah. But that one director dude recently could shoot someone with the prop gun.
Who shot someone?
You don't remember that?
You just can't eat.
No, it was Alex Ross.
Yeah.
Wait, because we watched the John Waters thing too, where he said that Divine actually had a real gun. He was just, she was shooting the crowd and
multiple
and stuff.
Maniacs.
Yeah. No, and in the early movies, they killed
the
chicken.
Oh,
yeah.
That shit is
they
so
really,
crazy.
It's so awful.
Was it the one that was like, Hannibal Holocaust?
Hannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, where they like cut off a snake's head, they killed a turtle.
Did they eat the chicken afterwards?
They did eat the chicken afterwards. But when you look it up, when you look up that on IMDb, it's all sexual. Sexual violence, extreme.
Yeah.
Language, extreme.
Yeah.
Drug use, extreme. It's just like everything is like language. Idea,
like most
extreme.
Why aren't we watching that right now?
Have you ever seen
I've got it downstairs.
What's it?
Cannibal Holocaust?
I've seen clips about it. Like it scares me.
It's pretty.
I don't know.
There's
I don't
no
think
point.
I want to watch
I don't
it.
Like
it.
I don't even remember what the story is. It's just gross to be stupid. Gross. Yeah, I don't like it.
What year was it made?
I'm gonna say
approximately
60 something. Maybe 70s. I don't know.
Rick might like it.
Someone look it up. Who's the Patrick?
Jarvis, look at this guy.
Jarvis.
Well, you guys, the finish line is approaching us.
Okay.
Do you guys want to double up on a
give
couple songs
the
for
end.
The outro?
Yeah, we could. Do you guys want to do one or two? What
we
you
got
think?
Two.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Let's do them back to back, and I'll say goodbye to the folks. Is there any last messages from anybody?
Cannibal Holocaust came out in 1980.
1980?
That was a good
year. Okay. I thought it was like
they must have been
older.
Using like old equipment.
Yeah.
From
it looks,
the 60s.
Yeah, it definitely looks.
They made it rustic.
Yeah, yeah.
If it came out in 80, then it's probably filmed in 79.
Rustic. Yeah, see, there
yeah.
You go. Thank you. I said 70s now. Okay. What do you guys
any last messages, everybody?
Check out our album.
check out Trauma Bond.
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah, Trauma Bond's out on everything.
And then check out all your friends' bands. And
yeah,
then go
friends.
Do
yeah,
your
support
own thing.
Your local
and then make your own
music.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
go
hang out and do cool shit. And don't talk to the police.
Say hi to
and
me.
Don't eat
when
meat.
I'm doing sound
and
give me money.
Destroy data centers.
We need to book some people here at the Worst Little Podcast. So
yep.
Hit me
up.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
If you know, if you guys know who want to help out, that'd be great.
Yeah.
We need to book
some
holes. Yeah.
Okay.
Now hire.
I mean,
fill
we're all
our
each
holes.
At least
we're
five
always trying
bands,
to do that.
So we'll just bring all the Jakes, all Quentins, all Scott. Well, they've all been on here, actually. Well, no,
we haven't had Piss Mixer
Bozone.
On, I don't think.
Well, you need a guitar player. Yeah.
We could have, and then we can do it tracks or we can do it live, however you guys.
Check out the new Bozone record, too.
Bozone, yes.
Yeah.
Give Jack another platform
it's
to
amazing.
Say things.
We had Bozone on one time, right? Didn't
no.
We? No, we had the
Ultra,
other band.
Grimer, Ultra.
Ultra, we had Ultra.
Cruel Ultimatum. Yeah, I was going to say Cruel Ultimatum
was
on there.
And then, yeah, we had.
Are you a five timer?
No, does he get a jacket?
Oh, gold jacket?
We had patches, but we ran out of patches.
Oh. That's okay.
It's all right. It's a thought that
it's
counts.
Just,
now you got to punk another five times.
Well, you're on the list. Cool. When we ever get patches again,
nice.
You're on the list. So.
All right.
Dude, okay. I'm on another list.
What do you want to do? Should we do one from the
This one is
first?
Radiator.
Yeah,
off our new
Trauma
Bond.
So this one is from our last release. This one's Radiator.
Do you want to say anything about the
next
one?
Next one is going to be...
Next one is a Terrierist. It is written from the perspective of my dogs.
They're two chihuahuas and they're cute.
Yeah. love your dogs and your cats.
That's right. Right. Have them spayed and neutered.
Yes.
Big time.
Right on. So for everybody from the podcast, from Friends of P and the Ramirez Family Circus, we say thank you. Rory Dowd, thanks for hosting the event. Strice, thanks for helping us out behind the scenes. Cadillac Kim, we miss you. Let's see. She's not dead or nothing. She just didn't come in tonight. she's dead tired, but she's
worried
not
there
dead
for a second.
Let's see. Everybody else is here. Chewie's here.
I'm here.
Patrick's here. Doc D, we miss you.
Yeah.
And for all those people, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you. Thanks for listening.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.